Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina was good in its opener. Duke was otherworldly. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels got a tough test in a small but raucous gym at Wofford, avenging that shocking loss to the Terriers last year in Chapel Hill and showing off their veteran and young talent. The toughness was there when Wofford made it close late in the second half, and the box score looked good for the most part. Luke May was 24 and 7, picked up where he left off last season. Cam Johnson looked healthier and better with 17 points, 8 boards, and 5 threes. And as he did last year, Garrison Brooks took the early lead on which big man will get most of the playing time with 20 points and 5 rebounds in 25 minutes. Kenny Williams, who went through some scoring droughts as a junior, went 0-for on his 3 long balls and did not score. Neither did freshman Leaky Black and sophomore Sterling Manley in 8 minutes each. Nasir Little came off the bench for 20 minutes and looked as good as advertised with 7 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, and no turnovers. Kobe White started at the point guard, and despite some out-of-control moments, the athleticism and speed are there for sure. The Heels shot 50% from the floor, 41% from the arc, and 73% from the line, all good team numbers. Plus, they recorded 21 assists on 29 made baskets. Old Roy wasn't happy with the early turnovers, but that got better in the second half. It's a long season, so here we go. Duke, on the other hand, looked like they want the NCAA tournament to start this weekend. The Blue Devils' 34-point win over number 2 Kentucky is a small sample size, of course, but freshmen Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett, and Cam Reddish began on the big stage by scoring 83 of Duke's 118 points. Mike Krzyzewski, who is not hobbled by any injuries to start this season and is fully engaged with his team, has his ready-made rotation. Point guard Trey Jones, Tyus' kid brother, had 7 assists and no turnovers. Junior Marquise Bolden finally gets to start in the middle and is a good fourth scoring option. Sixth man Jack White had 9 points and 11 rebounds, and Coach K still has 2 or 3 more quality players he can sub in. It is a long season, but after opening night, I can't imagine anyone being equal to Duke. This is Archansky. See ya.